This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. BJP leader Shivendu Adhikari took oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal today, heading the first BJP government in the state. Governor R. N. Ravi administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Adhikari at a grand ceremony held at the Brigade Parade Grounds in Kolkata. Along with him, five other MLAs were sworn in as cabinet ministers. They are cabinet ministers Dilip Ghosh, Agnimitra Paul, Ashok Kirtanya, Nishit Pramanik and Shudhiram Tudu. More from our correspondent.
Today is Pochishe Boishakh, an auspicious day, birth anniversary of Kobi Guru Rabindranath Thakur, which is celebrated across the state. This day has been selected for the swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief Ministers of other NDA and BJP-ruled states, BJP President Nitin Nobin, and other leaders of the Bharatiya Janata Party present in the swearing-in ceremony. The program started with floral tribute to Kobi Guru Rabindranath Thakur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari and other dignitaries paid respect to Kobi Guru. Kollan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi took the blessing of 97-year-old Makhan Lal Sarkar, one of the senior most state leaders during BJP's initial days at the swearing-in ceremony. In a grand gesture, Mr. Modi hugged the veteran leader and touched his feet. Sarkar was the aide of Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, the founder of Bharatiya Jan Sangh. BJP has won 207 seats in the West Bengal 2026 assembly elections, while Trinamool Congress secured 80 seats after ruling the state for 15 years. Prime Minister Modi congratulated Shivendu Adhikari on taking the oath as the Chief Minister of West Bengal. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Mr. Adhikari has made a mark as a leader who has remained deeply connected to the people and understood their aspirations from close quarters. In Tamil Nadu, political stalemate continues over government formation. Tamil Raghvetri Karigam, TVK, which emerged as the single largest party after winning 108 seats in the recent assembly polls, is yet to reach the majority mark of 118. Meanwhile, political activities have intensified to achieve the magic figure. AMMK chief TTV Dinakaran has demanded that the governor take action over the alleged forged letter of support from his party MLA to TVK. The VCK is expected to announce its decision by 4 p.m. today, following a formal meeting with TVK. Meanwhile, MLAs of AIADMK have arrived in Chennai from a resort in Puducherry to meet the party's General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy. The government has appointed Lieutenant General N.S. Raja Subramani as the next Chief of Defence Staff. The Ministry of Defence said Lieutenant General Subramani will also serve as Secretary, Department of Military Affairs, with effect from the date of assumption of charge and until further orders. The government has also appointed Vice Admiral Krishna Swaminathan as the next chief of the naval staff. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today lauded the traditional relationship between India and Trinidad and Tobago. On his visit, Dr. Jayashankar addressed the flag-raising ceremony at the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs of Trinidad and Tobago. The minister highlighted the deep cultural ties and historical bonds shared by the two countries. Dr. Jayashankar also met Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamla Prasad Bisesar, and explored new ideas and initiatives to further strengthen the bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Karnataka and Telangana tomorrow. At around 11 a.m., the Prime Minister will participate in the 45th anniversary celebrations of the Art of Living in Bengaluru and also inaugurate the newly constructed Dhyan Mandir at the Art of Living International Centre. Thereafter, Prime Minister Modi will travel to Hyderabad and he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate the multiple developmental projects worth around 9,400 crore rupees in Hyderabad. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions at isolated places over Gujarat and West Rajasthan. The weather agency issued a red-colored warning for the thunder squall with wind speed reaching 60 to 80 kilometers per hour over Bihar today. And in IPL, host Rajasthan Royals will face Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.